Professor of News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A new article points out the suffering Hamas causes for Palestinians in the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
David Suisse is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Jewish Journal. In a recent column, he states that the actions of Hamas would be considered war crimes by any other aggressor. Suisse says the actions of the terrorist group aren't just focused on Israeli citizens, but Palestinians as well. Suisse writes, "We must hold Hamas accountable not just for the war crimes of October 7th against Israel, but for war crimes against its own people." He continues, "The unspoken tragedy the world has ignored is Hamas's cruel and depraved strategy to get as many Palestinians killed as possible. As far as Hamas is concerned, that cruel strategy has worked perfectly." I'm Bernie Bennett.
The detention facility known as Alligator Alcatraz is being used as a way stop for the deportation of illegal immigrants.
Florida's governor says deportation flights from Alligator Alcatraz have started.
The flights are going. I think the cadence is going to increase. I think you're going to continue to see the numbers really go up dramatically.
Critics call the facility inhumane. DeSantis and other Republicans have defended it as part of the state's push to support the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration.
Correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting. A Southwest Airlines jet heading to Las Vegas from Southern California took a dramatic plunge shortly after takeoff Friday in response to an alert about a nearby plane injuring two flight attendants, authorities and passengers said. Southwest Flight 1496 was responding to an onboard alert about another aircraft in its vicinity. The FAA is investigating. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 208 points, the Nasdaq rose 50, the S&P advanced 25. This is SRN News. An unusual response to drug problems in Toronto, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Officials in the Canadian city are responding to a surge in narcotics use by handing out so-called harm reduction kits. They include syringes for shooting drugs and pipes for smoking drugs, and some contraceptives as well. Pro-family groups and clergymen are decrying the kits, but Toronto officials say they believe the program will keep people who use drugs safer while using them. The kits do not contain any information about how to get off drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Columbia University has reached a deal with the Trump administration to pay more than $220 million to the federal government. This will restore taxpayer funding to the school, which was canceled in the name of combating anti-Semitism on campus. The Ivy League school will also pay $21 million to resolve civil rights violations. This is SRN News. The U.S. Postal Service is turning 250.
And Saturday's big anniversary comes as the agency faces financial challenges. The Postal Service was established in 1775 when the Second Continental Congress appointed Benjamin Franklin as Postmaster General. Its service predates the United States, launched nearly a year before the colonies declared their break from British rule. A key link between colonial leaders and the Continental Army, it also helped unify the colonies by spreading ideas of liberty and independence. The Postal Service still reaches nearly every American daily. John Scott reporting.
The Trump administration is releasing billions of dollars in grants to schools for adult literacy, English language instruction, and other programs, that according to the Education Department. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.